Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 47. This psalm is also a psalm of the sons of Korah, as the previous psalms have been as well. We're going to be reading the psalm twice, first in the New American Standard Bible and for the second time in the New Living Translation. This is a shorter psalm, coming in at 9 verses, so let's read together. Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of joy. For the Lord Most High is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. He subdues people under us and nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. God has ascended with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm of wisdom. God reigns over the nations, God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have assembled as the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the New Living Translation. Come on, everyone, clap your hands. Shout to God with a joyful praise. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. He chose the promised land as our inheritance, the proud possession of Jacob's descendants, whom he loves. God has ascended with a mighty shout. The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King over all the earth, praise him with a psalm. God reigns above the nations, sitting on his holy throne. The rulers of the world have gathered together with the people of the God of Abraham. For all the kings of the earth belong to God. He is highly honoured everywhere. So that's Psalm 47, and this is a very joyful psalm. You might not be aware, but the psalms, when they were written, are songs. We don't know the tunes to them as they originally were. And so often at the beginning it will say something like, it's for the choir director. And so this is a psalm, a song of the sons of Korah. So this, I can imagine, would have been a joyful, joyful song. Trumpets are mentioned, and you can imagine as they were saying it that someone would play something on the trumpet. But it's an encouragement to come and worship. An encouragement to who? Well, the first verse, clap your hands, all you peoples. It doesn't just say, clap your hands, some of you. Clap your hands, you people of Israel. Clap your hands, you people who live in this country or that country. All you peoples. Because God calls all people to himself. And the good news of who God is and what God has done is the good news for everybody. So let's be joyful. Let's shout to God together. And why should we do this? For he is to be feared, a great king over all the earth. God isn't like the kings that we read about in history who are violent and do things out of greed and make poor decisions. But he is a good and righteous king over all the earth. God knows how to reign in each country and in each nation with each person's heart. He is a great king. He subdues enemies underneath us. He looks after his children. He lifts them up. And Jesus trampled the final enemy. He beat Satan. He beat death. And he chooses our inheritance for us. What is our inheritance? Is it just talking about the land? I don't think so. For there is such an amazing inheritance for the children of God that is eternal. So let's sing praises to God. And it tells us four times to sing praises to God. In verse 6, sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King. Sing praises. Sing praises with a psalm of wisdom. You might remember all the way back to Psalm 1, it's considered a wisdom psalm. And there are other psalms as well, which are written in this wisdom way, this wisdom method. Let's sing songs of wisdom to God, because he reigns. The princes of the people, which people? All the people have assembled as the people of the God of Abraham. So let's sing praises. Let's be joyful. And we can do that anywhere. It doesn't matter what nation you are in. God is God. It doesn't matter where you are. He is still God. He is still awesome. He is still the king of the whole earth. So let's join together. Every tribe, every nation, every tongue. And sing praise. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you and goodbye.